Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and I'm an associate editor with Drug Topics. Today, I'm joined by Sarah Gray, a pharmacist with expertise in nutrition. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So before getting into our discussion around the health values of a nutritional lifestyle and how pharmacists can play a role in patients' nutrition, can you just give our audience a little more background on yourself and where your career path has taken you?
So I am a pharmacist, obviously, and I registered probably around 20 years ago. It makes me feel very old saying that. But I entered the pharmacy professional, or did pharmacy, because I always wanted to help people. And I think when you ask lots of pharmacists the question, why did you become a pharmacist? The first answer is I wanted to help people. And I really had a curiosity for science, the way that medicines worked, just was really interested in understanding how to help people with their lives and their lifestyle. Through my career, I had a great career as being just a pharmacist, and I still love being a pharmacist. I really learned lots about different people and different things, but I felt like there was always something missing and that I couldn't really give people the bigger picture of, to help them with things like for weight control, for example. So you might be able to dispense the medication or give them some weight loss shakes or whatever they might need, but really didn't have the skills to be able to support them in other areas. And then myself personally, I went through some sort of gastric issues and had some food intolerances and started to become really curious about why I was experiencing those things. And being the curious scientist that I am, I thought, well, I'm going to go and study to become a nutritionist myself. So in about 2013 now, I went and did my master's in human nutrition. At that time, I thought I was working in I'd moved from working in community pharmacy to working in the pharmaceutical industry. So I was working for a company who makes and sells oral rehydration solutions, so similar to like a Pedialyte. And so I was sort of already working in a bit of a nutritional area. I found throughout my study in nutrition and speaking to people and in my career that actually the two things went really well together. So my new career would be a nice blend of both pharmacy and nutrition, which I'm sure we'll get to as we chat further.
Sticking with kind of the nutritional aspect of your work first. So can you just start by briefly summarizing the importance of a nutritional lifestyle on an individual's overall health?
I think for me, it's the cornerstone or the foundations for good health. So, we can do lots of different things in our lives, and we know this, it's really important to sleep well, to move your body, to look after your mental health and self-care. But in my experience and through, studying nutrition and also helping people every day, it's around that foundational piece. So the cornerstone of health is that you're giving your body the nourishment that it needs, the fuel that it needs, and the right things for it to be able to function and thrive. So it's just, for me, the foundation of health. And it can impact so many things. So not only from prevention of chronic disease, like as simple as eating one extra serve of fruit or vegetables or whole grains every day, there's heaps of research showing that those things, particularly vegetables, can reduce the risk of chronic diseases, and it's quite a simple intervention. And also through eating lots of different foods, particularly plant foods, you can give your body lots of different nutrients, but also these bioactive compounds, which obviously I have an interest in as a pharmacist, which are compounds largely found in plant foods, but they play a really protective role in the body, anywhere from protecting the gut through to the brain. So for me, it really is the part where you start when you're looking at a person's health and how you might be able to make some interventions to improve that.
Awesome. So one more kind of higher level question, and then we'll get into kind of the weeds of nutrition and pharmacy. If you say someone is living a nutritional lifestyle, what does that mean to you? Or can you just give us some examples of what a nutritional lifestyle might look like?
Yeah, and it's being the new year at the time we're speaking now, it's actually all the rage. Everywhere you look is what's the magic or special diet that everyone should follow. For me, there's no one special or magical diet, but for me, a nutritional lifestyle looks at every individual and what they actually need. So it's not about being perfect, but it's about giving your body what nutrients it needs to thrive. And when I thought about this question, what came to mind to me was the Mediterraneans. The Mediterranean diet and the people that live in those regions have this really well sorted out. And this is what I would say is the closest thing to an ideal lifestyle. They're prioritizing a variety of plant foods. They have animal protein sources, so meat or chicken, just a few times a week. Lots of fish with high omega-3 levels, so good quality fish. High quality fats, my favorite thing, extra virgin olive oil, and choosing whole grains. And they have less of the processed packaged foods and more whole foods, things that are found in nature. So when we look at my favorite thing to do when you look at nutrition is having a look around the world and the way that different people live and their longevity and their health. And there's a region in Greece you may have heard of called Ikaria, which is one of the world's blue zones. And it's an area where people have an average lifespan of around 10 years more than other areas of Europe and even the US. And these people live this Mediterranean lifestyle. It's eating those foods, lots of herbs and vegetables and plants, and minimal animal protein, and also living outside and enjoying nature and being quite active as well. So, to me, that would be closest to what is the most ideal nutritional lifestyle.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely that Mediterranean diet is very popular, and you kind of see it everywhere as far as maintaining all different types of health. So with it being the beginning of the year, it's often a popular time for patients to start fresh and begin focusing more closely on their health. Do you see any issues or challenges with this trend? What advice would you give to someone attempting to start fresh?
Yeah, and look, I never see an issue with people focusing on their health and trying to do something better to support their health. So in a way, it's a good and a bad thing at this time of year, and we'll go to the bad shortly. If people want to actually improve their health, the first step is you have to want to do that. So I can sit with people and I can have nutrition consultations, and as pharmacists, we can talk to people and counsel them. But if they don't have that inner motivation, it can be hard. So it's a good place to start, but we do see at this time of year is lots of different fad diets or miracle cures and things that we know are quick fixes that can't be sustained in the long term. I was looking at some research yesterday in preparing for our chat together, and the stats show that 2 in 5 people quit a new diet in the first 7 days. So today we're at here in Australia, the 10th of January, and so already we've got 2 in 5 people having quit those new diets they would have started on the 1st of January. So it's just not sustainable. So looking at what advice I'd give people, it's to recommend, as pharmacists, we can recommend our patients focus on their overall health goals. Really go back to what health looks like for you. It's not always just about weight loss. What are your health goals? Do you want to have more energy? Do you want to increase your muscle mass? Do you want to sleep better? What are those health goals? And then focus on building things around your health that help you actually, get to that goal. And when you build these fundamentals, so whether it's improving your nutrition or other lifestyle, you actually start to find that those new healthy habits can give you health benefits well beyond your health goal. And we know the body systems are so interconnected. So one small change, which might be maybe adding more nuts and seeds to your diet, can have benefits from, helping women balance their hormonal health through to boosting energy for your, in your diet, or helping with those B vitamins, for example. So looking at what can you do as the foundation that will have many benefits across health, which may include things like weight, which is a very common topic at this time of year.
So, moving aside from kind of beginning the year with a healthy lifestyle and kind of talking about where patients can go any time of the year for nutritional advice, to who or where would a patient typically go if they were seeking nutritional counseling at any time of the year? So, in other words, prior to like you offering your services and advancements in technology and the internet, where would people typically go for nutritional advice?
Yeah, so in an ideal world, I guess they would be speaking to a qualified nutrition professional. And I think that's a pretty common thing. So people would usually go to speak to a doctor or somebody about their health, and typically be steered to speak to a qualified nutritionist or dietitian. I do actually really like, just sidebar, that the Eat Right website has a great find a nutrition expert function from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. You can actually find someone that's qualified, because sometimes when you do go to seek a nutrition professional, unfortunately, it can be a rather poorly regulated industry across the world, in that you may be able to do like a really quick 3 week course on nutrition and then label yourself as a nutritionist. So, ideally, they're going to somebody like that. The other place that people look too, and I've really had to think deeply about this, but if you think about human nature, is you just go to other people, don't you? So if you want to lose weight, or if you want to gain muscle, or you're starting a new, healthy lifestyle. You ask your friends and family, which can be great, but also can be a challenge because what worked for them may not always work for you. So that's another thing. And then when we look at, like, in this day and age and what people could be doing, I think there's so much more opportunity. So, whereas before people were asking people, family and friends, now there's the internet. You can just search and ask Dr. Google or find solutions or social media. It's huge in this space. If people want to lose diet, they want to look like that influencer, they'll follow whatever that influencer did. But before people start to eliminate food groups or go on a keto, sorry, or a carnivore diet or all these new diets that come up that won't exist in 10 years' time because they just keep cycling around, I think they really just need to take care and think about who they're getting that information from. And then they can use tools that they find. There might be health tracking tools or smartwatches that might help support them now, which we wouldn't have had, many years ago. So there's lots of options, which I actually think makes it harder. Whereas before you would have just been told by your doctor, hey, go and speak to a dietitian. Now you've got all these options and you really can self-direct it without knowing if what you're doing is the best for you from an evidence-based perspective.
Awesome. Yeah, obviously, I think it's no surprise that social media is kind of that newfound challenge that a lot of aspects of healthcare are kind of working through. Diving even deeper into your experience as a pharmacist and nutritionist in this space. So I want to focus on pharmacy. Obviously, with your background as a pharmacist, eventually becoming a nutritionist, it's safe to say that you fully support pharmacists branching out as nutritionists. What is it about pharmacists that make them stand out amongst other healthcare providers when it comes to offering nutrition advice and counseling?
Yeah, absolutely. And I probably am a little bit biased in this space, obviously being a pharmacist myself, but to me the combination of pharmacy and nutrition is a match made in heaven. Like, I actually hope it becomes a really much more popular path. There are not a lot of people that combine the two, but more and more I get people asking me questions through social media or email or in, day-to-day life about, how can I do this and how have you found it useful? So I'm glad that we're talking about it. For me, pharmacists have such great skills across many areas. I think the key one I've found that really matches well with nutrition is our great patient interviewing skills and being able to really consider all factors of a patient's life. So, what medications they're taking, what medical conditions, what symptoms they have, and then now adding the nutrition side, I can get a really good picture of all the areas of the person's health. And we're really good at doing that in a quick way. So, we've got somebody in front of us in the pharmacy. We're really good at asking lots of different questions to find out the problem in a fast way and helping people quickly. So having that investigative skill is really great. The other thing is our science background. It gives us an added edge when it comes to things like understanding nutritional supplements. So we're not just thinking about the nutrient, but we're thinking about how they process in the body, how will they interact with other medications, and things that if you don't have that background, you're not thinking about as a nutritionist. So I found actually the supplement side of things has become quite a big part of what I do, and not that I think they are the be all and end all, but actually fully understanding those depletions that drugs might cause, drug interactions, drug nutrient interactions, even drug food and diet interactions. So I think it's a great opportunity to add in some nutritional advice and education, and then when you're, giving appropriate supplements. And I think the good thing is we can do it as a mass, at a mass level. And I say that in that when you think about in a sort of community pharmacy and other pharmacy settings, the amount of people we speak to every single day, if we just add a little bit of nutritional advice to each of those people, we can have a much bigger public health impact than people that go and visit a nutritionist, which is a much smaller percentage. So I think that's one of the other great benefits also.
From your time as a pharmacist earlier in your career and kind of your journey now as a nutritionist, can you give us some similarities and differences between the two professions? Maybe explain what experience has been more or less challenging, rewarding from your perspective.
Yeah, of course. So I actually find both professions individually extremely rewarding, but I think together the combination makes it even more so. And to reflect on that, as a pharmacist, what I loved when I was working every day in community pharmacy, which I'm not doing as often now, because I'm doing other things, but I still do love it. I love getting to know patients and having a real impact on their lives, supporting them from minor ailments all the way through to chronic disease. And that's, I think, coming back to that first question we went through. That's why I became a pharmacist, to help people. So you really can have that impact immediately when you get to work every day. I found, and it's different for everybody, that it can be challenging working in pharmacy day in, day out with lots of different people coming through, and you become more of a customer service role in a way, but you are such an important person, but I found that that drained me a little bit. What I do like about the nutrition side is that I can actually go and apply those skills and in one-on-one consultations with people. So I get to spend a lot longer with a person, and I'm not as sort of rushed, or there's not doctors calling me or people asking me questions, and I get to spend time with that person and really dive in their health and become very granular about that. But at the same time, sometimes I miss that hustle bustle. So the balance, I think, is a perfect blend. The other thing as well is I have leaned into a career path of working with businesses that create nutrition and health interventions in a digital sense. So I can use my skills to do that. So I really liked being able to apply that as well. So I found that by adding nutrition, it's become a little bit more diverse. But I do like the blend of both, and they complement each other nicely. But I think each has their benefits and challenges. To move to the nutrition side challenges, it would be more that sometimes you register as a nutritionist and you think, oh, I know all this wonderful thing, these wonderful things, and I'm going to help people. But the hardest part is that people really find it difficult to change in this part of their lives. It's probably the hardest thing to change is the way that you eat, I think. Maybe movement might be harder as well, but people have really well intentions, but you do see a high percent of patients dropping off because it's all too difficult. And even as simple as you try and make it is a very hard area, so it can be a bit challenging and disheartening when you can't retain people. And the other thing would be, just to end that question, is that sometimes as a nutritionist, you can be just seen as a weight loss expert. 9 out of 10 people that come to visit you want to lose weight, but there's so much more that you can do for people. So how do you let them know that you go beyond weight? You can help with hormones, you can help with balancing hormones, or getting more energy, or things like that, versus just being somebody that tells you how to lose weight, because you are a lot more than what you weigh, and your weight itself is not an indication of how healthy you are.
So I have one more question, kind of looking forward within the professions. So when it comes to pharmacists in the nutritional space or in healthcare in general, what are your overall hopes for the profession going forward?
Well, my hope is that more people can see the pharmacist for all of their glory, I say. So, what a wonderful profession we are. We're across every bodily area, every system, all the medications, everything we need to help a person. I call us specialist generalists. Like, we know everything about, we're not in detail granular about every single thing, but we have a broad area. Like, how many professions can you ask a question about headaches or about diabetes or about weight loss or about, and you actually will get a very decent answer and some sort of recommendation. So obviously a doctor can do that, but I'm talking in the sense of an allied health professional that's really accessible for people. We really undervalue ourselves, I think, as a profession. In Australia more so, I'm probably leaning on that reflection, but I think we are such a great profession. So I have the hope that we see pharmacists valuing themselves more and then adding more strings to their bow so that we can shine as a key pillar of the health professional. So, we're not just the white coat person behind the counter labeling the boxes. We actually come out, we speak to people, and we can do a lot more for you. And how can we do that? And so I hope that people find different parts of their areas that can add together. So can you add exercise? Can you become a physiotherapist and a pharmacist? I have friends who have done that. That's amazing because as a physiotherapist, you're recommending anti-inflammatories and medication, and you understand more about that. So don't be afraid to add things in that might seem a bit strange. But also, as a pharmacist itself, you don't need anything else really. You can offer so much to people as a profession.
Awesome. Well, I think that was a perfect way to cap off this conversation. Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Brian.